What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. We greatly appreciate you, Houston, however you listen. AM, FM dial. Old school way, baby. We appreciate it. I typically listen on that FM HD2, depending on what rig I'm in. Hit that AM dial every now and then. If you're listening or you're watching on YouTube and Twitch, we greatly appreciate you. I tip my cap. And I always have the Odyssey app locked and loaded. In fact, I went jogging today, boys. I lasted about 40 minutes, about 40, 45 minutes out there now. In that heat, I think it was about 11:15 to about 12-ish. That's about right.
I'm always good raw dogging the drive.
Yeah. What I did was I had that Odyssey app. I raw dogged that Odyssey app. I had it on my phone and had my pods in, and I listened to In the Loop. So if you don't mind, do us all a solid, man. Download that Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us everywhere you go. It's always right there at your fingertips. There are every segment all day, every day, 6A to 6P is podcast individually right there on the Odyssey app, as well as there's some podcasts on there throughout from all of the Odyssey stations. One of them that comes straight out of the drive is my man T-Mill, Tyler Milner, and Patrick Creighton, the big orange wagon for those that haven't heard and didn't know. It's all things Astros. They are locked and loaded. Stay plugged in. There's also a rewind feature there, and right now would be a good time to let everybody in on that rewind feature because Tyler, when was that we had D'Amico Rines? It seems like it was last segment, but I know it's
4:40 p.m. Central Time, folks.
It was pretty close to last segment. 4:40 p.m. If you had that Odyssey app, you could rewind, boom, listen to D'Amico after practice today and after having the ability to watch the film after the Mechie trade. Now, I'd appreciate if you'd wait another 30 minutes and do that about 6 o'clock and not right now. But that rewind feature is big time for all the listeners out there. We greatly appreciate it. Now, on the heels of the John Mechie trade, I think this time of year, there is a conversation about, the players that kind of fit in that group, if you will, of players that we could potentially see traded by the Houston Texans. I mean, the reality of it is, I think it is just, it's the Texans living right, right? If the Texans have certain players at certain positions that are tradable players, that there's value there for them to get in return. Obviously, it's a good idea if they do that versus release those players at that final cutdown date. And there's no doubt about it, the Texans have built, Nick and D'Amico have built this roster in a way that they are going to have to cut some really good players. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to trade everybody. They're going to have to cut some really good players. And I've got a list running here of guys that I think could be potential trades before the cutdown date. Now, I'm not privy to all the injury information with one of these guys in particular in one of the positions, so I don't know that it is something that the Texans would even consider. But if they are going to consider it, if injury will allow them to consider it, I think the most obvious guy that could be in the John Mechie group for the Houston Texans is Damian Pierce. We've seen Damian Pierce put together what would have been a 1,000-yard rushing season. We've seen him run between the tackles. We've seen him go, and be honest with you, we've seen him recently in a kickoff return spot go the distance. So you know that hit your head on the goalpost type of speed is still there. Now, I don't know if the Joe Mixon injury is as serious as some are reporting right now. I don't know if the Damian Pierce injury is as an issue that would keep them from trading him at this point. I think he's coming back this week. I think we'll see him in joint practice. I think we'll see him in practice this week, and then we'll see him in the game. But Damian Pierce, Luke, is one to me that, again, assuming that at some point we get Joe Mixon back, assuming that Nick Chubb is not frail, You know, knowing that they like Jawar Jordan, knowing that they like Dare Ogunbowale, who I didn't even mention earlier, knowing that they like Woody Marks, I think there's a chance that Dameon Pierce is a guy that could bring a little value in return if they get a chance to trade him before the cut down date.
Yeah, I think he's a good candidate. I would also say it depends on how the Texans view him. If they see some sort of future in Dameon Pierce, that might alter the conversation. But if they think this is kind of it, and based off of the actions of bringing in Mixon and bringing in Chubb, I don't know if they see him as a lead back. Anyways, point being, you know, you're going to lose him a year from now anyway, so you might as well get something for him, let alone the cut. Because I do think he's going to make the roster, but you could also make the case of, hey, if someone's willing to give you something for Dameon Pierce, might as well trade him away and keep British Brooks or somebody else to fill that void instead, especially if Joe Mixon's going to be okay. I kind of poo-pooed the value of Dameon Pierce earlier in the trade market, but then someone on the text line did say, hey, if David Johnson was worth DeAndre Hopkins, Dameon Pierce should be able to get you something.
That is a good point. That is a really good point. But no, all joking aside, look, I'll put it to you like this. If John Mechie is worth a guy like a Harrison Bryant that definitely helps your overall tight end room, and you upgraded from a sixth round to a fifth round pick, I would argue that Dameon Pierce, in his kickoff return abilities, that in itself is more than Mechie ever did at this level. And then although we are 2 years removed, or 2 or 3 years removed from the Pep Hamilton years, there is film you can go back and look at where, you know, he was running that rock downhill pretty impressively, and he has been a good soldier, a solid dude through all of this. To I think being raised up by D'Amico and Nick, I think that holds value. But Dameon Pierce is one, and just for the sake of time here, I'll give you another. I think another position to watch is linebacker. You got depth guys like Jake Hansen, Jamal Hill, Nick Neiman. All these dudes can play. I think the organization is pretty high on Nick Neiman. We'll see, but I think any one of those three guys could potentially be traded. They're really solid depth linebackers with several guys in front of them. And the other one, the interesting one, veteran-wise, and maybe a little bit crazy for me to say this, but Danico Autry is one for me that I think we got to keep an eye on. I just don't know exactly how Danico Autry fits into what the Texans are going to do moving forward. They got some dudes, man. They got some dudes that at that edge rusher position, as well as I think they got a better rotation now at that interior O-line position. So D-line position. So I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult, if you will, for him to fit in and squeeze, especially if he's one of those guys, Luke, that's just seems like since he's been here, yeah, we get excited about him and we love the opportunity to put him in the game, but he's been out more than he's been in, right? The old availability, I wonder if that's going to catch up with him. Now, there may be some guaranteed money on the table contractually that is gonna get me, but either way it goes, keep an eye on him. We'll see what happens there before the season is up. All right, the Astros, they're gonna go here this evening in Detroit. We'll get you caught up on all things Astros real quick, as well as knock out a couple of more Texans from the game Saturday on a reaction Monday. We will do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.